Well, welcome back here to Clay County High School. Getting ready here in a few minutes here to tip off with the Bobcats and Bulldogs. And if you haven't thought of it, we have a formidable task against these Bulldogs tonight. But, you know, we have a way of surprising ourselves sometimes. And after tonight, Johnny, what are we? We're off for a couple weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks, I believe, Ralph. I was just looking over the schedule here. On the 22nd, we'll be at Jackson County. Then we have that 4:30 game at Pickett County High School there.
What day of the week is that?
I'm thinking probably that 22nd on a Friday. I'm not sure because.
Well, yeah, it's 2 weeks from the 9th.
Yep, and we're playing that East Robertson on Saturday at
4:30. No, that'll be Saturday.
Yep. Then the, then this team here we're playing right now will be at the Wheeler Hatcher Gymnasium on the 29th. And then we go to Cookeville, then Clark Range will be at Pickett County. Florida White County will be at Pickett County. Then we'll be at Monterey on the 2nd and the 9th. And then Ralph, on the 2nd and the 12th, we'll be at Red Bowling Springs. And that's the last game on the season. Seems like
then the district tournament
yes, sir,
is probably going to start the week after that.
I'd say so, yes.
And then we go to the region and sub-state and state if we continue to play.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how soon this schedule goes down, you know. It's just over.
Right, it does.
Yeah. You know, and even with all that driving that you've done this season, you know, with, what, 4 and 5 hour trips, you know, you think, well, that would make it longer, but it's just another night. You're just on the road a little bit longer, and that game's over, you're on to the next one.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I would prefer to have my own chauffeur, but I never will. I know, because, well, you're my chauffeur. You love to drive. But at any rate, folks, let's hope next year we don't have to drive 5 hours or 6 hours to get to a game, broadcast, and then have that much come back. Sometimes you meet yourself. So you end up staying there. But at any rate, looks like we're getting ready here, Johnny. So you want to pick it up?
Okay. About 45 seconds of game time, and everyone's coming off the floor getting ready to get out and start doing the action. Going to be a tough one for us, Ralph.
Yeah, a formidable opponent. Of course, if we hadn't known their record, I don't know if we'd be saying it.
Yeah.
But at any rate, let's hope we get a fair shake from the Zebras. Let's hope everybody gets a fair shake from the Zebras. And it's not going to be long till we're going to know.
5 seconds.
Same officials we had in the girls' game. I'd have to say that did a decent job. I mean, I didn't see anything flagrant that they were doing or missing. But you just never know what's going to happen.
You know, I was looking at both coaches, Rob Edwards and Nathan Aaron here to our left, our Pickett County Bobcat coach. They almost had the same expression on their face when they were talking to the starting five there, you know.
Like grim?
Hey, it's all down to business. This is it.
Yeah. Being a coach is a tough job, I got to tell you.
Starting the Pickett County Bobcats, number 2, John Michael Farrell. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Salson Abbott. Number 35, Brian Gibson. The big guy, number 40, Blake Hughes. That's a starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats.
We must be in Pickett County section. They all stand up and block our view.
I think we got about as many people here as they have over on the other side, Ralph.
Well, they're overflowing over there. See, they're in the stairwells.
Getting ready to introduce the starting five for the Clay County Bulldogs, coached by Rob Edwards, assisted by Doug Strong and Matt Walker.
We got some Clay County people here.
Evidently, yes, sitting over here on their side, I guess.
Well, you win all your games, people come out and see you.
All right, getting ready for starting five for the Bulldogs of Clay County.
Yeah, they're on fire.
Number 33, Dawson Russell.
He must be a shooter.
Number 23, Tyreek Key.
That is the best player in the county, I think.
Number 30, Clay Copeland. Number 10, John Wayne Browning.
What is it about that name, John? You always have to have a second name.
Number 13, Michael. Number 13, Wyatt Mabry. That's a starting five for the Bulldogs of Clay County.
Well, Mabry's a tall center.
Yep, he's standing in the center circle there. He's waiting on them to come out. He's ready to play ball.
Yeah, they're ready to go. Mabry's actually taller than Gibson. And Gibson listed at 6'5". I don't know what he really is. But maybe he's still growing.
That's what they've got him down on paper as, isn't he, Ralph?
There comes Big Mac back in from the dressing room. As we get ready to tip off, and Key's going to be jumping. No, is that Mabry?
No, it's
Browning. No, who is it?
Key.
That's what I thought. But Gibson got the tip, and they get it. What's going on? Score table rings a buzzer, and who knows why. Well, John Michael has it, top of the key now. Back to Ben Neal, outside the arc. Bounce pass, tried to get to Michael. John Michael on the break, but it was taken away, the key. You know, I have a little bit of a problem seeing their numbers, Johnny.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to see, Ralph.
As I remember, that they've always been. I think they can get over. But at any rate, ball's lofted under the basket, put up and missed, but rebounded and put back in by number 13, Wyatt Mabry, the big kid. And now we have it in the corner. Hughes will drive, kick it out to Neal.
Oh, Neal.
Direct to the bottom, and that'll put the bunch up, 3-2. He has it. I think he has dropped some pounds this year, Johnny. He's relatively thin, and I recall he was pretty muscular. Ball trying to get back to him, but intercepted by Blake Hughes, and here comes the Bobcats. John Michael Farrell has it. Right corner to Neal. Back to John Michael on the left side. Now Blake will put up a three, and rimmed off. Pulled out of there by Key, and he'll fly down and drop it off for a two-pointer.
That was,
I don't know who that kid is that hit that because I didn't see the number. Well, he lost the handle, and it worked out to his benefit as two Pickett County guards rotated up by, and then he just dropped it in. So it's 6-3. Three is put in there by John Michael, and that'll mount it at 6, and here comes Key for Clay County. He has it outside the arc, kneels on him. Right side now. I can't see that number, Johnny. Outside the key, driving in, stopping, throwing it out. Now they get it back to number 10. That's Browning.
They connect, Ralph.
8-6. 5-5 to go in the first quarter. Neal has it.
Oh, no.
The bad pass. And quickly into the lineup for Neal. He just made that bad pass.
Yeah.
Is Trent Young. And when Trent has a good game, you know it. But that kid can, I don't know what his vertical leap is, but it's tremendous for a kid that isn't very tall. Left side, now they go under, shot put up off the glass and in by, I believe that's Mabry.
Yeah, number 13.
Mabry. 10-6, Bob cuts down, and now John Michael will pull up and miss. Lake Hughes rebound, gets double teamed, he gets stripped, and here comes Key. And the ball's knocked away there and picked up finally by Abbott. And he'll bring it across. Pull up on the right side, drop it off to Gibby. Gibby drops it off now to John Michael. 4:15 remaining in the first. And it's over to Dawson now outside the arc. And he'll drive in, kick it to the corner. And they give it to John Michael, who will drive, do a reverse.
Oh,
miss. You don't want to miss those, that's for sure. And he has it. A three put up and missed, and John Michael pulls it off. He gets it across. They drop it off now. And Abbott has it. You pull up and force a shot. I think he could have gone to the line on that, but they didn't call it. And here comes Key with it for the Bulldogs.
Raffles lot numbers on that.
I think we had somebody who Well, at any rate, he missed, and I thought they were going to call a foul on that three-point shot. Gibson will pull up
in there.
And put a two-pointer in, and that'll make it 10-8. And a shot put up and missed and pulled out of there by Gibson, and here comes John Michael with it to get it to Hughes. He's under the basket now. Tries to get it up. He does. He missed. And fought far, and Key will bring it down. Kick it to the left corner.
Oh,
John Michael committed that foul.
No, Ralph.
Number 13, maybe. What?
I started to say those light-colored numbers on that white background, it's just very hard to see when they're moving.
I can't.
When they're moving, it's just almost impossible to see.
Well, I guess if the false security is they have a slight outline of the numbers in dark. That's probably black, but it doesn't help you. Jump shot from the baseline missed and pulled out of there by Gibby. And down the floor comes Young with it. Well, there's a bad pass, and here comes Mabry. No, I mean Key. He will force it in there and miss. And Lake Hughes stands in there. Don't throw it away, boys. We're getting pretty lackadaisical and sloppy with our passing, Johnny. Even the outlet. And come on, John Michael. 1:40 to go. And nobody coming out on him, so he's going to dribble. 10-8, 1:35 to go, and now Young has it. John Michael has it. Young has it on the right side. In the paint now, he'll drive, put it up, and he's going to the line, I believe. And Ben Neal reporting back in here.
There's a foul on Russell, be his first.
Okay. Young's at the line. I think he's shooting two, Johnny. Well, he's got two. He missed the first. Number 11 is in there now for
the Ogletree.
Seth?
Ogletree. And number 4, Ralph Payton Smith.
Not Ralph Peyton Smith, Peyton Smith. Missed the second one. He missed the second one, and here comes T with it across the mid stripe. You know, I can recall games where this T just scored almost at will. And he has it. Now Mabry has it. Shot put up and in over Blake Hughes from the charity line is 12-8.
Mabry's
with
got eight
under
the
a minute. Young has it. Blake Hughes has it. Drops it off to John Michael for a three. Miss. Hughes will rebound there and put it back in. And Blake's playing a good job against that height end. And 12-10, 30 seconds to go. And he will back it out, run the clock a bit, I guess. Guarded by Young, but not close enough. And clock's running down. Get it over now to number four, Smith. He gets it back to Key. He forces his way in there and puts it off the glass. So it's 14-10 at the end of one. And tell you what, I didn't much like that play we just saw. Should have called something before the guy got in there. But at any rate, let's break and we'll be back in a moment for the second quarter action.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Wow, welcome back here to Clay County High School. We're starting the second quarter. The Bobcats are down 14-10 on Harrow. The Bulldogs get it, and they'll get it across the midstripe. Right side now, in his corner of the paint, all the way to the other side, the left side now, and out the center point. Now they go to the left side. That's Russell. They go now. There's a whirling dervish put in by Key, and that's the kind of play that I recall seeing from him. You know, that was a... And here he comes, forcing it right up before, but he missed. And now there comes Neal. He'll give it to Gibson. Oh, who's fouled, and it'll count. Gibby can make those flying shots, you know. They'll make it 16-12 with 7:15 to go, and Gibby will have an opportunity for that old-fashioned play, which he made. How many has he made? He's been pretty regular.
He's got five in the game, Ralph.
Well, I guess that's about all you expect because we only have 13 overall. He has it. Drops it off center point. Can't see the number, Johnny. And put up there and off, and Bobcats rebound. Neal gets it. And he'll get it over to Abbott, who
Oh, yes. Downtown.
They didn't like that, did they?
For the Bulldogs, what do you want to do? Short timeout, Johnny.
Boy, Abbott, he was standing down at the courthouse when you shot that one, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you're not closing the boy, you sunk that sucker. And that'll tie it up at 16, and immediately Coach Robert Edwards called the timeout. And, you know, he has talked to those kids all week about staying on, Dawson. You can't let them shoot like that, or he'll kill you.
He makes it look so easy.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful shot. What was that? Nobody to pass it in, so the referee and the zebra simply put it on the floor and started counting. So they hopped from over there and threw it in. There's a double dribble by Key, not called. Chopped it up and in. A three by number four, Peyton Smith. Well, they got 19-16. Here comes John Michael. Then Neal has it now on the right side. He'll back out. The drive along the baseline and miss. And here comes Key.
Two in a row, he's missed that way.
Yeah, you know what? John Michael goes in the basket, he's fouled. He ended up scooping it up left-handed, but he's fouled on the shot. He'll shoot two, I'm sure, with 5:57 remaining, and we're down by three. Yeah, Key's made some mistakes. John Michael puts it in. And he'll get another. Well, too hard. That's 19-17 pulled off by Key. We'll walk it up. And he's crossed the mid stripe. He has it. Up on the right side and breaking through. Well, they got behind us and they put it out and it bounced in and we committed the foul. So this is a possibility of another 3-point play. It's 21-17. And what's the kid's number, Johnny?
Looks like 13 from here, but I'm not sure. 10. Oh, no.
10. John Wayne Downey.
30. Copas.
Clay Kapak. Copas. And there's a foul. Kick set up by Brad Gibson. He nailed to the floor. It'll be... But the fourth team foul, so John Michael will pass it in to Clay Hughes to get the back to John Michael to top the key. And John Michael loses his footing to get the ball out to Abbott. And now a pick set up by Blake Hughes, and Dawson will miss that one high off the back rim. And there's a whistle as Steve drove along the side of the keyhole.
Going to be on the Rector. He hits first.
Well, it didn't take him long to hit the book, did it? 22-17. 5:05 remaining.
Oh, no. That's the right there.
That should never happen. Nobody's standing close enough to stop it. 24-17. And that kind of mental mistake will kill you, Johnny. John Michael will put up a two. It's off of there, indeed, comes flying on the floor. And he puts it in at 26-17. And there's a timeout by the Bucket. You know, since Rob Edwards called that timeout, we had tied it. They just ripped out in front of
us. Yes, sir. He slowed it down and instructed him to do what he wanted to do, and they're doing it.
Well, that key, he's got speed. That's one of his attributes.
I noticed the key. Seems like to me he's a good player. I've noticed his flies go down the court with the ball. He's hard charging toward the goal. He's pointing like to the right. Maybe he's going to – somebody's going to get ready to get the ball, and he'll take it right on in and score.
Oh, yeah, he's deceptive. And as I said, he was the district MVP last year, I believe, if I remember correctly. At any rate, here comes the Bobcats. John Michael Farrell controls 26-17, 4:30 remaining. And John Michael controls. I don't know what Matt Walker's up screaming and yelling about. He's not even the coach. And now Ben Neal drives in, drops it back to Rector, who fouled.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you don't need that.
They just took Key out, and they put Browning back in.
Yeah, well, he plays at a high energy pace, so he probably will leave him out of there until the third quarter. But at any rate, that's a nice move. Driving and putting it off the glass and putting it down by 11. And now Frank Gunn will try a three. This. Not looking good, Johnny. We're down by 11 all of a sudden, and here comes the Bulldogs. Out front, dropping it off. Can't see the numbers.
30, I believe it is.
Now a long three put up and in by number four, Smith. And that'll make it 31-17. Hello, Johnny. Hello out there. Well, anyway, Abbott has it. Double team. Gives it to Neal. Abbott's out there working hard. At any rate, some of the assistant coaches are amusing. Abbott pulls up and missed, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats. 3:03 remaining. And here comes Key back in. The Bulldogs have it now. Around the top of the arc. Key has it. Goes left side. A three put up and in by
Smith.
That's three, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's three.
34-17. It was beginning to look like our girls' game, but Lake Hughes drops it off the left baseline off the glass for two, 34-19.
Mabry just scored two.
He dropped it off to Mabry, who hit it off the glass. And now Young will put it up and miss.
Oh.
You cannot miss those. 36-19, 2 minutes to go, and shot put up and missed by Key, and Abbott comes out of there with it. They get it to Blake Hughes, who bounces it under. Shot put up by Brent Young is blocked. And in unison, the whole side of the building jumped up and screamed. And that was a Bulldog scream. It'll be Bobcat ball under the basket. Gibson has it. Left alone in the right corner is Neal, and he puts up a three, and it's off. Key has it. 1:40 to go. Top of the key. Right side. Another three put in there. They're starting to make everything they put up go in, Johnny.
They are.
And how many threes is that?
They have four right now in the game, Ralph.
Well, they made those four in the last 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah, all in this quarter.
All right. I didn't guess if it was short or long. I presume it's short. So we aren't going to break. With 1:29 to go, can you believe it's 39-19? This is kind of like the Lady Bobcat game in reverse.
Yes, sir.
So it'll be Bobcat ball under the Bulldog basket. Gibson will inbound it to John Michael Farrell. And he'll bring it across the midstripe. Wake up there, Ben. Hughes has it now. He drives the arc and does a scooping left-hander. And he goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Bobcats. And John Michael Farrell will inbound it with 1:17 remaining in the second. Gibson will put up a long three, a long turkey for Gibby. They'll make it 39-22, 1:10 to go. As Key will bounce it out there. Way out. Rotating out is number, who is that, four?
Three.
He's Kimes, and I didn't even have him in there. And he's not a very big player. He's 5'6", freshman. Coach Rob Edwards giving him an opportunity to get in the game. And Key has it now. And there's about three coaches telling him what to do. And if I was Rob, I'd have the other sit down and pull a plug in it. So I could hear what I'm telling. But at any rate, now they start rotating, and they're in the right side. Oh, that was a lucky one. Gonna be a foul on Abbott. But no, this will only be the fourth team foul, I believe. So they're not gonna be shooting. Mabry's back in there, and number four, Peyton Smith is back in there. As we play out the last few seconds of the second quarter. He has it. He's driving into the paint. They call somebody for tripping. As Key went down pretty hard.
I'm going to call it on Trent Young.
Trent has a propensity to have a personal too, doesn't he?
Yeah, every now and then he'll get in there.
Key will put this one up. That's my dad. 40-22, and this one's up, and that's it. It's 41-22, and that's it. So, at the halftime buzzer, we didn't have a very good second quarter, did we? We scored 12, and they scored 27, so I wouldn't say that was very good. At any rate, let's go away, and we'll be back with Johnny's data and more.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Pryor's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks, to Clay County High School. It's Ralph Ray, J-Man, Johnny Sells, and Robert Huddleston down in the studio in Livingston, bringing a nice game. We're at halftime of the Bobcat game, where we kind of had a disastrous second quarter. We scored 12, they scored 27, so we dropped down to a score right now of 41-22. However, the Lady Bobcats took it to the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and came away with an 82-53 victory, even though, I must admit, our starters didn't play a lot. But right now, we have Coach Smith here. So congratulations on going 18-1 and 4-0, Doc.
Hey, thank you, guys. That important number is 4-0. I mean, that's the one we wanted. And, again, it's a district win and pretty tough place, as you can see, packed house here tonight.
Play.
I mean, you know, I particular depth with this win, you know. But here's the deal. I mean, tonight we're 4-0, and that's the only number that's the most important, like
right.
I already said. But now, it's going to be tough from here on out. You know, we've I think our four wins will get you pretty close to maybe top two, but we're not after top two. We're after the first place, you know, regular season. So
yeah, we want to play the fourth place. So.
Well, and Neil, the thing about it is, we want to the last district regular season was in 1990, so 26 years ago was the last time we won regular season. So, I mean, we're doing a lot of
things. I was going to say, I've been doing this a lot of years, and I can't remember.
1990 was the last year it was won, regular season. So, I mean, we've got a lot of things to work for. We haven't stopped yet. You know, that's not all we want, to get the wrong impression, but that's the prize right now we're most focused on is winning the regular season.
Well, if things go according to Hoyle, in all probability, if we win, the regular season, we'll end up playing, I would guess, either Clark Range or Court. No.
Well, if we'll play the winner, more than likely, because there's a lot of things that can happen, but if you win, if you're outright first place, you're more likely going to play the winner of the 4-5 game, which you would think
right.
would be
Monterey
and Clay.
Right.
Yeah, so
you're right.
So I mean, that's what you want to do, and you know, just take a little. We're taking steps at a time. This is, like I said, the regular season most important right now, and we'll go from there. But you know, proud of our kids. You know, I think a little upset with my JV guys. I don't think we played very well when the sub in. They've had more opportunities than any team I can remember that I've had coaching. And I don't think that they understand.
They've got a lot of floor time.
Yeah, and I don't think some of them understand that. So I tried to bring that to height today, tonight. And, you know, the thing, it's a time you should cherish because it's not guaranteed any time. And especially not, you know, like I said, they've had more time than anybody we've had. And they need to be better than what they are. And pretty upset with a few of them, but they're going to have to learn to play better.
Well, is there very inconsistent, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely are, and that's why I'm most upset about. We have things we can do better. And again, they don't understand. Other kids have not gotten it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're not making it. And that's not everyone. I'm not just, you know, I'm just telling you as a group that they need
to
do
better. Yeah, I understand.
Need to understand. But like I said, Savannah's had a really good, you know, season so far. I mean, you know, when Courtney was out, she carried the ship a little bit there for us, so.
She did for a couple games. I mean, I was amazed that first game or two.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that team without Courtney is not nearly as strong as they are when she plays.
Makes a little difference.
Oh, she does, and I love it.
Yeah, she's she's our strength inside, her and Alana. You know, like I said, Alana's really, you know, their defensive strength, and
right.
you know, she made a big, you know, 3 or 9. We got
Alana can score. Right.
Alana can score. She just don't choose to sometimes, and you know, we just got
she doesn't view that as her role.
Her role is to play defense, and you know, and that, and she does a great job of it. So I mean, and we're very. We know our roles. I mean, and that's the thing we need to be most important. You know, understanding. You know, Tristan. You know, has really played well all season. Jaina, and of course, Abby had an off night here shooting tonight. You know, but
yeah, she did.
Just play it goes. You're not gonna make them all, and you know, and if you expect to, that she expects to make them all, and that's okay. And she needs
just to let it stop it.
Yeah,
but just, that.
Exactly, and it won't stop her. I'm confident in that.
Well, I believe that, Johnny, didn't you say that Big Mac had 20 points in the first half?
Yeah, and you know, here's another stat, guys. After scoring 42 the other night in the first quarter, we scored 35 in the second quarter tonight. So, you know, I was pretty excited that they was going to run down the floor with us. You know, we gave up some stuff. You
they
know.
they were, and I think we remarked about this. The Lady Bulldogs were better coached on how to break your breasts than any team I recall this year.
Right. Oh, yeah, and they have. And that's what I was like. But the one thing they did that helped us, and then they broke it and got some layups.
Right.
But guess what else they were doing? They were getting fast paced. And that's exactly what we're going to give up. We're going to give up some open stuff. We're going to give up layups. That's the way pressing is. If you're going to press, you're going to give up some stuff.
The other thing is, when they did happen to break our back.
Uh-huh.
Before they could get back, we were putting it in down here.
That's what I'm saying. And that's kind of the way we play. And I think that was what got us rolling a little bit because, you know, they're not used to playing that way. And then they're scoring, and you know, and we turn around and as soon as they score, we're going the other way, and then we turn them over, and then they're getting tired. So,
you know, Coach, I think it was off air, me and Ralph was talking about, I can't remember a Lady Bobcat team that is in the condition that this Lady Bobcat team is here that we have right now. You know, they're fast-paced. They can run with anybody. And, you know, I just think they're about the best-conditioned team I saw, you know, in the Lady Bobcats.
Well, we are. And actually, these guys, they've worked all summer and you know, kept themselves in shape. We never really was out. So, I mean,
right.
But it just, you know what? I've said it before, and you've heard me say it. Girls' basketball sometimes is not fun to watch. But you got to make it fun.
That's true.
You know, you got to make it fun. And I think we do that. I think we make it fun by getting up down the floor and, you know, in fast-paced. We don't walk it up down the floor too.
Oh, I think Pickett County folks, they would just as soon see the girls and the boys.
Well, you know, I did not say that. Just look around here tonight. Look how many people we've got here tonight, and as well as we did at Livingston the other night. So, I mean, it's not like we travel really well. And, of course, the Albany game, Clinton County game, we had it's just amazing every night that we come out, we get to play in this type of environment. And I think that sometimes hurts our kids when they go to play college. They think,
it's going to be that way, and it's not going to be that way.
Not small college, not
you're,
that way.
You're going to be looking at empty seats.
Absolutely, and I've played it. I mean, it's something that you got to get used to, and that's one we talked to Tristan, which is, you know, we talked about on Monday, signing, and she
right.
A couple of visits in other schools, and she, well, they don't have any fans there. I mean, it's just not going to be that way. It's just, you know, it's just, they expect it to be something better or equivalent to
right.
that, but it's not going to be.
Right. Well, you tell her we'll see her Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Coach. Johnny, you got the data?
Okay, for the Clay County Bulldogs scoring in the first half, you have Wyatt Mabry with 12, John Wayne Browning with 7, Clay Copers with 3, Tyreek Key with 10, and Peyton Smith with 9. Total of 41. The Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael Ferrell with 4, Blake Hughes with 4, Ben Neal with 3, Dawson Abbott with 3, and Brian Gibson with 8 for a total of 22. Bobcats down here at the break, 22-41. Hopefully come back in this third quarter here, Ralph, and turn it up just a little.
Well, not sure. Hope we turn it up a lot because although we were outscored by 4 in the first quarter, we got blown out by 15 in the second quarter.
Exactly right, 15 points. It's hard to make that up when you play with a team like these Clay County Bulldogs.
Well, they have some players.
Yes, sir.
And I go back to what I said before the game. I believe that this key boy, who's only a junior, was a district MVP last year. And because you may remember, Clay County went on through the region, and I can't remember how far the boys went. They could have gone to the state, for that matter. But maybe they didn't. I should have looked that up. But at any rate... they sure came out of our district as the leaders. And they're getting ready to tip it off again. Well, we're not going to have a jump ball because we don't play with those rules anymore. You know, back in the day, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
You had a jump ball all the time. And before my time, you jumped after each basket.
Yes, sir.
We used to jump at each quarter. And somebody got smart. I think they wanted to increase the speed of the game a little.
And didn't have any three-point shots?
No three-point shots. Oh, well. Here comes John Michael for the Bobcats. He's at the top of the key, being guarded by Key.
And he's always moving, Ralph. You know, he never stands still. He's always moving.
Yeah, he's got some nervous energy, and Dawson just threw a pass over John Michael. Dawson's not having a good game tonight, but he's got a lot of energy. There's a, I believe he ran with a, but not called. Ball's on the left side now. Out front to Key, back to the left side. Driving the baseline and pulling up and bouncing at the Key outside the arc and dishing it off to Russell. And now to Mabry, back to Russell, who will put up a three, a miss. And on the board, Russell will pick it up, and now a three put up and miss. But rebounded by Russell. And now they give it to Mabry in front of the basket. He'll miss. They're missing a lot of shots down there, Johnny. Here comes back door to
Dawson,
who pulled up on the left baseline and missed a jumper. There's one from the other side being the Bulldogs. And there's a foul on the Bobcat.
Gibson, be his second.
No score in this half, Johnny.
No, they call that no news. I got that one wrong.
Well, Blake's played a pretty good game tonight, I got to tell you. They dropped that in, and they dropped both of them in, and that's Wyatt Mabry, 6'6" senior, who did that. Ben Neal has it outside the circle. He'll drive into the paint, bounce it on the line.
Oh!
And Cripple missed in there by Gibson. He just jumped a little too high. And it went off the rim. Too much height. He has it. Russell has it. He has it. He will bring it to center right side now. To Copas. Now they go to the left corner.
Oh.
Three put up and in by Key, I think
yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
They'll make it 46-22. And Neal controls out front. He lets Key come in and steal his pass. And, boy, Ben Neal, did he undercut him? Sure put them down, and the fans across the way didn't appreciate it. They're still yelling at them. And now the officials are, what are they calling, flagrant foul?
Yeah. Intentional foul.
I think he did it, Johnny. I think he did it. But it will send Key to the line here with 5:47 to go. And he'll miss the first. Ben Neal's tough cookie. Now Key will make the second. And I believe that the Bulldogs retain ball.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
47-22. And the ball's center point now to Mabry. over the tee on the left side, and driving it in, putting it off the glass, and missing are the Bulldogs. Here comes John Michael Farrell. He puts it up, and he's fouled.
I believe that was going to be on tee.
Does he have any?
No, we don't. That'd be his first.
John Michael's at the line, and he'll put up two, I believe. That is in, and that'll make it, and now Ben Neal's out, and Trent Young is in. 5:30 remaining, it's 47-23. Makes both, 47-24, and he will bring it across the mid stripe. Picked up by Young, he'll bring it into the paint, drop it on the baseline now, back out to Browning, and now back to Key. As it's in the lane, puts up a jumper, and it's in. 49-24. That was a wing and a hope shot, I think, Johnny, but went in. John Michael will drive and miss. Rebounded by Young.
In there.
Three put up and in. Who got that?
Awesome. Abbott.
49-27. Key has it. Dawson hasn't hit many of those tonight, I don't think.
That's the second one.
Key just nonchalantly pays him back and put in another turkey at 52-27. And for some reason, stole the ball and dunked it, and I think put 54-27. And charging foul called on the Bobcats. Not looking very good, Johnny.
No, it's not.
Rector's in there, Neal's back in there, John Michael's out, and Trent Young is out. What are they talking about now? The officials?
Get them off the floor. I tell you what,
that's a man job, she said.
This Tyreek Key, he's a one-man wrecking crew, Ralph. I'm telling you what, he can do it all.
What did I tell you before the game?
He can do it all.
And he's only a junior.
He's got 11 points this quarter.
We got to put up with him for another year, I guess. He has the ball now. Almost put up a three from downtown, but he gets it over to the right corner, and they go back under to Mabry, who missed. Gibson will rebound it. Rector will bring it down and drop it off to Gibson. To get it back now to Neal. They go to Blake Hughes on the right side, outside the arc. Rector has it. Gibson has it. He'll fly to the center and put up a jumper, and it rimmed off. Good-looking shot. It just didn't go in, and Aki has it. He's at the top of the key. He'll drive in, lose the ball. And Rector and Key, I guess, are in a jump ball, but the arrow is Bulldogs.
We're down to 27, Ralph.
You think? It's Stompup, I believe. Well, I'm going to sell tickets on under 30. Would you bet that? Key has it. 3:20 to go. They go under now. Shot put up off the glass by Mabry. And that'll make it 56-27. Abbott has it. Hughes has it. He does a turnaround. And I don't know why we cannot throw the ball through. Why jersey? But there's a tie-up on the floor, and the arrow should be with the Bobcats at this point, and it is. Abbott gets it in to Neal. He's at the top of the key. tries to feed, and he does. Back door, cutting Gibby, and he drops it off the glass. It's 56-29. And now Key has it. They get it out, and a three put up again.
That was Ogle Green.
Ogle Green. Wait. Oh, Seth. Ball is put in at our end by Abbott. They count that, Johnny?
Yes, sir. Yes, they count it. That's going to be on the Key, be his second.
59-31. And Dawson's at the line for an old-fashioned three. In and out and back in. He does it. And it's 59-32. 2:25 remaining. Bobcats in some backcourt pressure now, but easily broken there by number. And traveling is number 33, Russell. And here comes the Bobcats. Abbott has it. He'll drive into the paint. Pivot. Somebody's got a cut. Gibson's knocked to the floor. No call. Here comes Rector. Gets it to Neal on the left side, and Abbott will get it and put up a three quickly and miss. And here comes Russell all the way down to the baseline. Getting it back to Key now outside the arc. And to get it back now, to Russell, he drops it off to Smith. Back to Russell. Key has it. He'll try to drive. He's triple teamed. They get in the left corner for a left-handed three-pointer miss. Pulled off by Rector. And down quickly to Hughes under the basket. And he tries to put it up. It's knocked away. Going to be a foul on the Bulldogs, I believe. Number four, Peyton Smith, a junior. And Blake Hughes will take a break. I didn't see who came in there for him, but he's out of there. And Abbott will put up a three left side and drops it home. Makes it 59-35. And here comes the Bulldogs across the mid stripe.
There's a block. Gonna call that one on Ben.
Ben needs to know how to set himself. He gets those calls so many times. But it will be inbounded now from the left side by the Bulldogs. 49 seconds remaining in the third. It's 59-35. And here comes the Bulldogs. Almost intercepted. And there's a case of a lucky break. We knocked the ball away. We can't get our hands on it. It goes right to the man standing under the basket. So it's 61-35. And John Michael will put it in. 61-37.
Another foul on Neal.
I think it's been
third, three. His third foul.
So, it's the fifth team foul. And the ball will be inbounded on the left sideline by the Bulldogs. They get it in the backcourt to. What's that number, Johnny? I can't see.
10. He's number 10. That's going to be Browning.
Browning. John Wayne Browning. And he'll pull up. Pop it in. 63-37. And the clock's going to run out as Abbott tries a midcourt three for Dovale. So in the three, your Bobcats are 37. We scored 15 next quarter. And the Bulldogs had 63. They scored 22. So we got to pick it up, Johnny. But right now, let's hear some good words from our sponsors.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Well, welcome back, folks. Fourth quarter action underway. Key has it for the Bulldogs. He's way out center. Goes into the paint. Drops it back outside to number 10, I think. Quiffle missed under there, but rebounded.
Number 11. That's going to be Ogletree
by Seth, a sophomore. And now Dawson Abbott will put up a three and miss, but rebounded by Rector. Farrell will get it on, drives the baseline, and he fouled.
He'll be fouled by number three.
Heath Kimes. I think there used to be a lady coach by the name of Kimes who had a daughter who played. Carla Kimes.
Oh, in there.
Now Michael gets it to roll home, and that'll make it 65-38, 7:25 to go. And this is the final quarter. 65-39. As Key will bring it across. On the left side now. Russell got his way out there. He has it outside the arc. Right baseline, shot put up and missed, but rebounded by the Bulldogs. And there's a scramble for it out there, but they're going to call a foul on Ron Michael. Bobcats, and I don't understand.
Crawford coming in for John Michael.
And the Bulldogs have it now on the baseline. They missed a cripple under there, rebounded, put it back, and got a foul called on it. So I think he is going to go to to the line for an old-fashioned three, Johnny. And that's Key, isn't it?
Yes.
He scored a bunch of pop points.
Oh, yes, he has. That foul's on Gibson, his second. He connected on that route. He got it.
68-39. Doesn't seem to be getting very close here as Young has it. Abbott has it. He hesitates. And knocked back in there by Young. Recovers that. Abbott has it. You drive in, pull up. Now they go over to Crawford. Rector. Oh! That's the case where the pass, if a good pass had been made, we'd have had two-pointer.
He's got 24 right now, Ralph.
Yeah, why? Well, I don't know what he averages, but I wouldn't be surprised he's not too far off his average. What's going on now, little zebra? Oh, Key's got blood on him, I think. He's coming out of there. There's no reason to go change the jerseys. Just sit down and watch. Abbott has it. Young will put up a three from the corner. It's an air ball. And on the rebound, there's a foul. It's going to be on the Bulldogs, isn't it? The fifth team foul, but we won't be shooting yet. Get in, director. Over to Young. Drop it off to Abbott, who puts up a long three. And Russell has it now for the Bulldogs. They bring it down to Garrett, who's in there. I believe Garrett replaced Key, didn't he?
Garrett?
Yeah. Number four. No, I'm sorry.
Smith.
Reading off the wrong sheet, Johnny.
Oh, what's that? Back to him.
Ball's batted back and forth, change of possession, But ultimately, the Bulldogs have it again. 5 minutes go in this last quarter. They get it in, and turning and putting it up is Mabry.
He's got 20.
70 to 39. Well, he's a tough customer. And with that, Johnny, some of the Pickett County folks are standing and leaving. There's a three put in by Young. So that'll make it 70 to 42. And a timeout called by Pickett County, I believe, Johnny.
30-second timeout. Seventy to 42, 4:53 to go in the fourth.
And that's the way it is.
Ain't nothing we can do about it.
No way, Jose.
Maybe I'll get home in time to watch the Harlow Hickenlooper show.
The what?
Harlow Hickenlooper.
What's that?
Yeah, he's getting to the Hoffenhoffers and the Whipping Hammers.
Oh. I got it. Ball's in now to the Bulldogs. Trapped on the sideline, and Young gets it. Almost threw it away, but they get it down to...
little Clay Smith.
Clay Smith, who dropped it off the glass. So it's 70 to 44. And the Bulldogs have it now. Three put up from
right
corner.
Foul number three.
Turkey by three. He's times. And now Moon has it for the... There's over the back. Call on Peyton Smith. And in the lineup for the Bobcats is Colton Sowles. Has it now, drops it off to Moon. Moon gets it to 14. Now it's back to Trent Young, who has his jumper blocked, but he recovers it. And Sowles will go to the right, left baseline and get it back to him, and he puts it up in his foul. Is that kid number one? Yep. Matt Maxfield is in there, and he's 6'7". But you know what? He's a senior. And I remember him in the past. He's not played much tonight. Sowles puts it home, makes it 73 to 45. Missed that one. Here come the Bulldogs. A on the left side, outside the yard, back to Kimes, way outside. Left side, back to Kimes, center point on the left side now, back to Kimes. Can't see that number, Johnny, over there. Well, whoever it is, and Metfield had it. Back to Smith. Well, the left baseline driving in and missing. And I believe that the charge gets called. And into the line for the Bobcats comes Ryan Hill, a freshman. And now we've got a whole host of white jerseys in there with 3 minutes to go as the coaches apparently have settled on the outcome. And here comes the Bobcats. Oh, pass to Sells, almost too much lead on it. Did they lose it? Well, they stole it back, and Sells will drop it off the glass for a two-pointer. It's 3-2. Well, now Lou loses. He stole it, missed, lost control, and therefore missed a chance to hit a cripple. And down quickly come the Bulldogs, and they'll put it up again. Makes it 75-47. And Moon has it. Right corner to Sells. Over to 14 to make that Crawford. Sells will try a long three and miss. Stolen away by Crawford. And it's knocked away as they tried to pass it into the lane there. And it'll be Bobcat ball, 75-47, exactly 2 minutes remaining.
2 minute warning, Ralph.
So I was thinking I'd hate to be in Minnesota for the Sunday game. There's an air ball put up over there by Clay Smith, and down come the Bulldogs, almost threw it out of bounds. Driving the baseline, somebody get over there and stop them. No one. They just let them do it. So it's 77-47. And we had a three-pointer dropped in there by Ryan Hill, a freshman. Makes it 77-50, 1:20 to go. Well, it's inbounded now by the Bulldogs. And getting it across for the Bulldogs, I can't read his number, 24, I guess. Markham
picks up the York, and he's going to be fouled.
York is in there for the Bobcats. 103 remaining, 77-50. Well, J-Man, do you think we're going to win this?
No.
Well, where's your confidence?
We're down, what, 27?
That would be all right.
York's on the line.
Missed the first one, and that'll be the only one. So it's pulled off in there by my number 24.
Who'd they call it on there?
Markham, a freshman.
Timeout.
Yeah, short timeout. On Rector?
I think it's just a timeout. Yeah, maybe they did call one on Rector there.
Was Rector in there?
Let's see. No. That was Ogletree's second foul, so they just call a timeout. No foul, just somebody call a timeout. That was earlier.
That was then, and this is now? Is that what you say? Oh, we had players going flying in to the Bulldog bench there. Jonathan Crawford ended up in the lap of a couple of them. Behind the back, and then in the left corner, wants to drive the baseline, and he does, and people are leaving, and they're blocking their sight. But at any rate, a three put up and missed their ball. It'll be Bobcat ball with 38 seconds to go. Ball's brought across by Crawford. Lead pass to Smith. He puts it in. You know, Smith is not very big, but he's growing, and he's a pretty good ball player.
Good ball player.
And now the Bulldogs have it under 20 seconds out front. Dropped it off, driving the lane, knocking one of our Bobcat cells to four. Been writing down, and York has it. He'll put it up and in.
Good play by York.
Yes, sir, Bob. And that's going to be it. The final buzzer in your Bobcat, 54. And the Bulldogs, 77. They scored 14. And we scored 17 in that quarter. A little bit late to be doing that, wouldn't you say, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Well, right now, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Wow, welcome back here, folks, to Clay County High School. It's Ralph Ray, J-Man, Johnny Childs, who bring you the games tonight where our Bobcats just dropped one. Well, Johnny, you give them the score because I put my sheet away.
Okay. For the Clay County Bulldogs, Matt Scott Mabry had 20, John Wayne Browning had 9, Clay Copers had 3, Tyreek Key with 24, Tate Smith with 9, Seth Overtree with 5, and Heath Kimes with 3 for a total of 77. For John Michael Thurl for the Bobcats, he had 10, Blake Hughes with 4, Ben Neal with 3, Dawson Evans with 12, Ryan Gibson with 13, Clay Smith with 4, Bryce York with 3, Will Garrett with 3, and you had Colton Sales with 3 for a total of 54. The Bobcats lose this one to the undefeated team, which remains undefeated here at Clay County tonight, by a score of 54-77.
Thank you, Johnny. That drops our Bobcat record to 13-6, which, quite frankly, is reasonable. But it doesn't compare to our Lady Bobcats, our girls, who are 18-1. And as Coach Smith says, we're 4-0 in the district, and that's what counts. But at any rate, let me see here. Well, our next game is at Jackson County in Gainesboro on the 22nd of January. And now that, I believe, is 2 full weeks from tonight. And then on Saturday, the 23rd, East Roberson will come to Pickett County High School Gymnasium. But that first game is going to start at 4:30, Doug.
Yes, sir.
And Then after that, it's Clay County about 6 days later, next Friday. But that's far enough for now. I'll remind you folks again, 11 a.m. Monday, Tristan McClellan, Big Mac, is signing with Bryan College, which is down in Dayton, Tennessee. And we'll all be there at 11 a.m. at the Wheeler Hassler Gym. Robert Huddleston and I are planning on seeing if we can get some video of that so you can see it on Cable Channel 10. Anything else, Johnny?
Delane, I hope you get the feeling better, and we'll see you next time.
That is a promise. All right, folks, so until Gainsboro, stay well.
So long.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats on Bobcat. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go, Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!